I walk into a city, measured by siege lines that smell of chalk and vinegar. The markets bargain with dust. Children play with the husks of certainties. A king sits on a throne of pending news and dreams of alliances that taste like iron filings. In the night, the coastline hears the approach of ships whose sails are arithmetic. Tarshish returns carrying mirrors of beaten silver in which no face stays long. The mirrors want to be water. The water wants to be lifted as praise. I stand at a gate where traffickers of prophecy come and go with receipt. I do not sell, I pronounce comfort. As if it were a bell that could be rung only in a desert. A voice answers somewhere behind the horizon, clearing its throat into canyons. Prepare a way, it says, and every valley bows its head and every hill lifts its skirt, and the rough becomes smooth enough for feet that have never learned to hesitate. I watch road appear out of merely wanting. The sea draws near with a scholar's patience. It presents its argument in successive waves, each footnote larger than the text. I speak to it as if to an elder. You have been split for slaves and sewn up for kings, and still you keep a sweetness at the core of your salt. The sea declines my praise gracefully. Far out a long back turns with the slow confidence of an empire that belongs to no map leviathan, remembers and keeps its counsel. I am shown in vision a vineyard that sang to itself and then learned envy. I am shown a city where the beds are too narrow for lies. I am shown a woman in travail and the child that arrives already naming the moon. I am shown a parched land that swallows a thin stream and gives back orchards. I am shown the poor with oars in their hands, rowing a table of bread through streets knee-deep in light. These are not metaphors. They are rehearsals. The night brings the Assyrian like a swarm that believes itself a single animal. Its breath is a ledger. Numbers step through the fields and take possession of wheat that has already been eaten, by intention. I am told to stand on the wall and call out the names that are doors. Wonderful Counsel, Mighty God. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The titles walk ahead of the morning as if the sun had deputized them. Men fall, not from arrows, but from the discovery that they have always been tired. When the city sleeps, I am taken to the sea again. This time the horizon tilts like a cup. The moon licks the lip and leaves mercy glowing there. The creature comes up almost ashamed of its size. Its eye is a coin stamped with brain, its breath lays a warm cloth across my face. O sword, rouse yourself against the coiled thing. Sings the wind down in the reeds where it has hidden a long time. Yet the sword does not rise. It merely balances on its own idea and thinks. The beast turns with courtly care and sinks, trailing on the surface a line of pearls that is only air remembering where it came from. In the desert, a highway grows like a muscle. It runs from wilderness to city with a sure pulse. And on it walk the ransomed, whose ankles learn quickly how to agree with joy. The blind learn the economy of brightness and waste it extravagantly. The deaf are given storms first, so that quiet will later taste of honey. The lame discover that dancing is merely walking that has been forgiven. Water breaks out of the ground as if the ground had been pregnant with it. The jackal forgets the law of scarcity and sleeps.